The Pennsylvania Education Department is asking a judge to remove the man it appointed 2 years ago to fix the troubled Chester Upland School District. WHYY's Dave Davies reports.
A longtime advocate of charters and school vouchers, Joe Watkins was a controversial choice as receiver of the Chester Upland District. But he's worked to get more charter students to return to traditional public schools and insists he's made progress.
Enrollment is up, violence is down, achievement is up, we're testing better than we ever have. Reading readiness among our youngest kids is up by over 90%.
Governor Tom Corbett's administration charges Watkins failed to stabilize the district's finances. It says he missed deadlines for submitting a financial plan and suddenly in October asked for a $12 million loan. State officials declined a taped interview, but asserted in their court filing the district ranks at the bottom of the state academically. Watkins says,
it takes time for the scores to change dramatically, and at least we've got the school district heading in the right direction right now.
The Corbett administration is trying to remove Watson 7 weeks before Corbett himself leaves office. One factor may be Watson's controversial plan for a partnership with a school in China, an arrangement the state says it learned about through a press release. Watson says the Chinese were prepared to help.
They would have put money into the school district by upgrading some of our buildings, and that would have saved us millions of dollars. They also were talking about making significant investment in the district and in the city of Chester, which would have meant new jobs for people who aren't currently working in Chester.
The Chinese partnership now seems unlikely. Watson will fight to keep his job. Dave Davies, WHYY News.